back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. You're listening to this old cop, Jack McLam, secreted away up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you today. Oh, my goodness gracious, what is happening to our country, folks? We're so concerned here at our two police and military associations for all of those people stuck on the roads. Trying to get out of these areas that Hurricane Rita may very well hit soon. And we've been truly praying all the time, every day, and many, many times during the day, that God will redirect that thing and that the intensity will die down before it hits land. And that's about all we can do, I guess, is just to pray for the people there and wait to see what's going to happen. So I hope you're doing that. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are already doing that. These are our fellow Americans there, and it's just frustrating that we don't know what else we can do. But that is probably the very best thing you can do at this time, is just pray that God will turn that hurricane or weaken it to the point where it will not have the destructive force that it has at this present time. Well, we want to say hooray for Bill Clinton here at our two police and military associations. Bill Clinton has finally got the legacy that he deserves as President of the United States. I'm sure you've heard by now, as we've heard because of a dear friend here, Alan, in our area that sent this over to us, that a Chinese company is honoring ex-President Bill Clinton by naming a new line of condoms after him. Yes, and along with the companion line of condoms, there will be named after his ex-girlfriend, Monica Lewinsky. So, you know, finally he's getting the legacy as the president, which he deserves, and we're happy for him. This comes, of course, out of the country, Britain's Sky News, because you're not going to read about it in the controlled press here in the USA. But this Chinese company has registered the trademark for these new contraceptives, and I guess they're pretty excited about it. They're probably going to make a lot of sales. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and the news that hopefully we haven't heard already today. So we'll be back with you in just a couple minutes, folks.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, That's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Like I say, we are proud of our president's new honor and his new legacy here, President Clinton, getting the legacy he deserves. The manufacturer general manager, the Chinese general manager, Liu Wenhao, told Britain Sky News that naming his condoms for Clinton was perfectly legal because trademarks of 2 foreign surnames can't be seen as a violation of rights. Well, that's nice to know. He's keeping everything legal. I can just see it now, folks. Isn't it exciting that our government school system will now set down little 8-year-old boys and girls together, as they're already doing, and get out the banana and pull out the Clinton and Lewinsky condoms and have them put them on the bananas now? They've been using these old condoms, you know, that don't have any names on them for the little 8-year-old, 9-year-old boy to set together and put this condom on the banana so they'll know how to prevent horrible diseases. But now they can honor the president and his girlfriend. So this is all exciting. It truly is something to think about as we look at the direction our nation is going today. Now, let's go to some other news here, folks, and I want to open the phone lines up when I share this with you today, because we have hot news off the pen of our dear brother, Michael C. Rupert. Michael C. Rupert, you might know, we've put some of his articles and research in Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter in the past. He is a Los Angeles police detective, retired now, and he's a tremendous researcher. The only place we differ is he is a leftist, and, of course, this allows him to get on college campuses across America and expose the government's bombing of America's institutions, where they wouldn't allow Officer Jack McLam to go on there because they don't consider me a leftist, pinko commie or anything. And so our dear brother Michael C. Rupert, former LAPD detective, we put his research just 3 months after, I guess it was 4 months after the 9/11 bombing of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. 4 months after that, he was presenting a PowerPoint program at the universities around the country showing 45 different proofs, pieces of evidence to prove that our government was complicit in the bombing of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. And his points, as we researched his points of fact and evidence, were absolutely confirmed from our own researchers and others in law enforcement, the military. So we appreciate Michael C. Rupert, even if he is mistaken about serving the leftist cabal in this nation. And he's put out a very important report here on his website, the wilderness, fromthewilderness.com is his website, and he's talking about the storm that may be the coup de grace of the American economy and many of us as well, is the name of this report he has on Rita, the Hurricane Rita. Now, let me digress just a minute and go to a report we've received from Henry Morgan, a buddy that sent this over to us. And some weeks ago, we read you about Jim McCaney. Jim McCaney, who is a scientist, who proclaimed that when he researched the damage to the levees in New Orleans, his research showed, his photographs that were taken from the air and other photographs, he believed, scientist Jim McCaney, that the levees were blown, that they were blown up. And there's some other reports out there of some of the military people that were divers that were down under the water and pulled up at the broken levee point and pulled up some very strange pieces of rock and concrete that allegedly had explosives on them, markings of explosives. And so we don't know for sure if Jim McCaney is right. But anyway, it's a very interesting amount of information we have here to explore ourselves as law enforcement criminal investigators and as some very sharp military people we're in communication with on these issues. But today, to go along with Michael C. Rupert, our brother, former law enforcement detective from L.A., I want to share this with you first and then get into Michael's report here. And that is scientists or scientific experts, meaning Jim McCaney, alleges Katrina was steered to deliberate landfall. Now, this is why I want to open the phone lines up, folks. As soon as I finish sharing these two reports with you, I'd like to get your opinion on this, because we're not going to take a stand here at this time at our law enforcement military headquarters. But we want to share this information with you and see what you think. Jim McCaney is fairly well known in the scientific community from what we understand. He says here, let's see, let me get up, here it is, a number of things that are reported on his this radio show, Jim McCaney's radio show, it says here. First, Jim McCaney has a master's degree and is an expert on weather manipulation, having written numerous scientific papers and a book about it. And he is, if you want to check out some of his scientific papers and the book that he wrote on weather manipulation, you can go to his website, which is simply J McCaney, and you spell it like this, McCaney, J McCaney, science, all one word, J McCaney, McCaney, science, science.com. Once again, www.jmmcaneyscience.com, and you'll read some of his scientific papers, numerous scientific papers, and about the book that he's written on weather manipulation. Secondly, he provided enough detail to convince me that he's someone we should pay attention to. He asserts that energy for hurricanes comes from the ionosphere, and that the eye of the hurricane is actually an electronic field. He states that hurricanes can occur over cold water, too, citing the perfect storm off New England coast in 1991. Thirdly, he states very matter-of-factly, claiming that who have helped develop the science that makes it possible that satellite-guided lasers can be used to ionize the path in front of a hurricane for the purpose of steering it to an intended landfall. He states that originally this technology was intended to steer hurricanes away from populated areas so as to minimize the damage they do. But he asserts that with Katrina, it was horribly misused for evil purposes. He asserts that his scientific papers were translated into Russian, by Russian scientists, who then gave our government information about weather manipulation so that we could use it to protect ourselves from hurricanes, since they don't occur in Russia, but do occur in U.S. water. He asserts that this technology makes it possible to drag hurricanes around by the lip, just as it would be possible to make a person go where you want if you put a ring through their nose or lip and attached a cord to it and pulled on it. He asserts that just before the hurricane would have hit New Orleans, it made a 90-degree turn just before landfall, which steered it directly into oil refineries just east of New Orleans off the Mississippi coast. 90-degree turn. That is fantastic when you think about it, folks. For a hurricane to be coming along and all of a sudden stop and make a 90-degree turn to the landfall in an area that it was not headed towards. He asserts that the pattern of levee breaches around New Orleans indicates that explosives were used to blow them, citing that the official explanation that they were caused by storm surge didn't add up because the breaches in the levees occurring on the riverside and on the canal side of the city away from Lake Pontchartrain. He states that when the levees broke, the storm surge had already occurred the day before. He also flat out accuses FEMA of being responsible for blowing the levee. While there is no proof of that, it would be consistent with their other actions, which were clearly more geared towards establishing government control over the cities than to save lives. And of course, he's correct about that. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. And like I say, after I finish these two reports, love to hear your words and thoughts on these issues. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, our friend here goes on to say, scientist Jim McCanny notes this, that people have been saying that weather modification is scientifically impossible, and they are wrong. He says, and points to the UN resolution, and I remember this one, folks, signed during the Carter administration in 1976, as hard evidence of its reality. Now, the UN resolution, folks, at that time only made it illegal to use weather modification technology to attack another country. But as Jim McCanny said, it did not make it illegal to use against your own people under that UN resolution. Now, is it not logical to assume, folks, if there's a UN resolution that tells these nations they cannot use weather modification as a weapon of war against another country, that it must exist? Think about that. Jim McCanny asserts that our own space command at NASA has the ability to steer hurricanes and flat out states that this just happened with Katrina. He also stated that he feels it is highly likely that additional contrived events will occur for the purpose of triggering martial law in the USA. It is at the time he did this radio show on Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita didn't even exist at the time. But it does now, and it's headed for, once again, oil refinery, this time in Houston, Texas. Well, it's, I guess God just doesn't like these oil refineries, folks. You think that might be it? Well, we go on to say here that there was a movie put out, and I didn't know this. It didn't get much airing, evidently. Maybe you saw it, but it's called Oil Storm, and it aired in June. And what's happening right now seems to follow the script exactly. Earlier this summer, a movie came out called Oil Storm that almost seems like a script. It was the script for what is going on right now in real life. There is a sample clip of this movie at www.fxnetwork, that's one word, FX, like Frank X-Ray, Network, okay, FX Network, one word, .com. All right, www.fxnetwork.com. We haven't watched that sample clip yet from the movie. But he says here, I am categorically stating that we're soon going to be under martial law nationwide. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. I read that. There's a question mark at the end of this statement. It says, am I? Categorically stating that we're going to be under martial law nationwide, question mark. No, I'm not. But with Hurricane Rita currently taking aim at the Texas coast, I just can't pretend that I didn't hear Jim McCanny's radio show in case he is correct. Am I categorically stating that I agree with Mr. McCanny's sayings, his words? No, I'm not. I don't know enough to know if he's correct or not, and I am emphatically hope I do, and I am emphatically hoping he's wrong. But I can't dismiss what he's saying in light of the fact that FEMA actually murdered a huge number of people in New Orleans. But now, by not allowing the people to get bottled water from Walmart, who tried to deliver the same, or to allow Coast Guard boats with diesel fuel to be unloaded, and that FEMA cut emergency phone lines of the Jefferson Parish, which is backed up by the statement of the sheriff of Jefferson Parish, by the way, President forcing him to position, or rather causing the sheriff of Jefferson Parish to place armed sheriff's deputies to defend those phone lines once they were fixed. And this is true. This has been very well documented, so it would seem to me like the New World Order is making its move on America right now in an effort to destroy our country so as to usher in the New World Order, a global totalitarian state. We've been abandoned by our own country, said Jefferson Parish president, and there's a news footage here on that if you'd like to read about it. I won't go into that because it's a terribly long website, and it would take me 5 minutes at least to give it to you. But anyway, he says here, Codex, of course, is just one small part of this genocide agenda. He says, what to do? If you live in a big city, you may want to develop a contingency plan for getting out. In fact, you may want to leave now because we face a very uncertain future. Check out different communities, self-sufficient communities outside the big cities. Now, folks, I will say that we've done that 10 years ago. We saw this coming, our police officers and soldiers and private citizens. And we formed these Christian constitutional communities up here in the Great Rocky Mountains for that very reason, because we can see what is coming our way, and we do not want to be in the population center. So pray about that, folks. We believe he is correct in that assertion here. Just check out other communities outside the big city. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Back on the Off to Jack McGlam program. I'm Off to Jack McGlam, retired up here. CNN is now predicting $5 per gallon gasoline, folks. That will sink the U.S. economy, no doubt about it. And that's what Vice President Igor, Clinton's vice president, said in his book, that America has to have $5 or more a gallon gas so that we can be merged with the rest of the world. We've got to get on bicycles. We have to be on bicycles, and that will just about do it, folks. We have to be reduced to third world nation status, and isn't it interesting how this is happening? Well, to end this report I'm just giving you here, I'm going to say this, that our buddy who wrote this and sent it out, John C. Hamill, president of International Advocates for Health Freedom, he ends by saying, if Hurricane Rita does slam into Houston, wrecking the oil refineries there, it could trigger a huge economic depression, which could cause rioting to break out in all of our major cities, which could easily trigger martial law. It could be just like the movie Oil Storm. He says, I sincerely hope I'm wrong. I really hope that this doesn't happen. I hope McCanny is wrong in what he's saying, but thought that we should share this information with you because we could be in for a truly rough ride in the USA. So said John C. Hamill, president, as I said, of International Advocates for Health Freedom. Okay, now, let's go to our brother, retired LAPD detective Michael Rupert, outstanding researcher, outstanding. Too bad he's on the left of this paradigm, you know, and of course left and right doesn't mean much today because the goals of the internationalists who run the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party are identical. But anyway, here's what Michael says after his research. He says, as I pack my bags and head for Washington for Congressional Black Caucus hearing on the September 11th attack, by the way, he wrote this, I have this coming out here to me September 21st, okay? September 21st is when he wrote this. Just, what was that? Was that day before yesterday? What's today? Yeah, today's Friday, so that was Wednesday. He says, as I pack my bags, my inbox is being progressively flooded with email from inside sources in the energy industry about what Hurricane Rita is now likely to accomplish. The near destruction, complete destruction, of an already teetering U.S. economy. Fully 30% of U.S. refining capacity is in the target zone of Rita. Perhaps most importantly, almost every refinery capable of producing diesel fuel is in imminent danger. This promises, especially in the wake of Katrina, a devastating and irreplaceable shortage of diesel fuel needed to power America's harvest of grain and food crops this month and next. Without diesel fuel to power the harvesters and combines, crops will have to be left to rot on the ground, presenting a double whammy, food shortages, with prices that may triple or quadruple, and exports default, negatively impacting the financial markets and trade deficits, not even considering the oil prices. Even before Rita strikes, fully 30% of all domestic natural gas production is shut down. The U.S. cannot import natural gas from overseas like it can crude oil and refined products. Repair work on infrastructure damaged by Katrina has been halted as crews have been evacuated because of Rita. The remaining half of Gulf energy production undamaged by Katrina is now directly in Rita's crosshairs. Natural gas prices are up by over 110%, and home heating oil futures are up almost 70% before Rita even gets here. Since Katrina, U.S. domestic oil production is down 1 million barrels per day. We were producing, I don't understand what he's saying here, so let me go on. Peak oil has made replacement of losses almost impossible, even as Saudi heavy sour is being spurned as useless around the world, even with discounts up to 10 or 12 cents or $12 a barrel. So let me go to the end of his article here. I don't have time to go through the whole thing with you, but it says here, the chairman of Valero Energy agrees with the Bloomberg assessment, calling Rita a potential national disaster. His opinion is all important because Valero operates more refineries in the U.S. than any other company. CNN is now predicting $5 per gallon gasoline, and this will not likely go away with market manipulation. We had not yet experienced the permanent spikes resulting from Katrina, and the energy reserves in the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve and the International Energy Agency have already been tapped once and not refilled. The South Texas Project nuclear plant, one of the largest in the country, is being completely shut down in preparation for Rita's landfall. It is only 12 miles from the Texas coast and almost dead center in the hurricane's projected path. Texas has its own power grid, but catastrophic electrical shortages could easily ripple throughout the country in a short time. Electricity lost from that facility will only be added to what is lost from other facilities powered by now critical short supplies of natural gas. For those of you who expect FEMA to behave any differently in Texas than it did in New Orleans, you're in for a crude awakening. FEMA will do what it must do now to preserve even a functioning part of America's governing and economic infrastructure. Saving lives will be one of the least important functions in this mandate, as it proved in Katrina. While I have serious doubts about America's ability to recover from Katrina, and I am certain that barring divine intervention, the United States is finished, not only as a superpower, but possibly even as a single unified nation with the arrival of Hurricane Rita. All right, folks, time to open the phone lines up. I'd like to hear from you folks what you think at this time. I hope that you understand that this is severe, and whether or not it's being done on purpose, as Jim McCanny says, is another entire question that you might want to deal with when you call in. Call in today on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Are you ready for being able to survive in the population centers, folks? I hope you are, but I doubt if you are, because it's almost unsurvivable if what they're saying here happens and you are in the population center. Let's see. Paul, you said somebody was on the line from Arizona. Walt in Arizona, was that right?
Okay. It seems to be. Yeah, it seems to be right, Jack.
Okay, Walt, welcome to the show, brother.
I got 2 points.
Okay.
Cut your lead in music at the beginning and when you come back from commercials to a maximum of 15 seconds. There's no point in listening to all the music when we can get some valid information from somebody.
Well, thank you, Walt. Thank you about that.
Okay, second point. Years ago, and it's probably been 30 years ago, I talked to a man who in the early 1950s participated in experiments with silver iodine burning up on the mountains here in southeast Arizona.
Silver
so
iodine?
So the technology has been ongoing.
What did you say it was called?
Silver iodide in a fire.
Iodide?
Yeah,
okay.
Silver iodide.
All right.
And actually, I've seen the planes, I don't know where they came from, Davis Monson or where, but doing that with an acetone burner on both sides under the wing. See the streaks in this area through the years. So the technology has been developed a long, long time. They began their experiments in the early 1950s, both in New Mexico and Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's my valid contribution. I'd like to have someone else come in and give their comments, too. But your remarks that you just read are very alarming and to be taken at full fact.
Well, thank you, Walt.
Okay.
And I know you, Walt, know that we have people in the administration that are just very excited about the collapse of America down to third world nation status because they've been working for it, that goal for many, many years. So thank you, Walt, for calling in. Stefan in Austin, Texas. Welcome to the program, Stefan.
Well, hey, Jack, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, brother, except I'm a little concerned and doing a lot of praying today.
Yeah, I think y'all got to get right with your creator. There's a lot of evil powers at work. You can see evidence of that with the MSNBC hurricane shot they give. It's just very short little pops of this hurricane with the pentagram in the middle in between right before commercials and when they come back.
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's directly in the eye of the hurricane. It's their, like, graphics. They've done some little, there's a pentagon in the middle as that thing turns. There's probably not a lot of people who pick up on that stuff, but anyway, just wanted to touch base on a couple of things that, you know, who's going to stand to gain from all this stuff, and it might be being generated just for the sheer fact of trying to rebuild up the economy because the market's about ready to crash and the dollar's worth about 4 cents and they need to get those insurance companies paying that money out and getting construction going and get that money back in to the population. You agree with that?
I think that's an interesting thought. Very interesting. And you're right that they're bringing in Bechtel, and they brought in Halliburton already so they can make trillions off the rebuilding out there. But, yes, it will definitely spur a lot of jobs for people in those areas.
Yeah, and Walt was right. The spraying in the air is just, I'm in Austin, and, boy, the spraying today was just relentless from the very beginning of the day throughout the whole day. Then the clouds start coming in, and then the chemtrails, those dirty brown smoke trails, those planes leave across the sky, and they spread out like a big web over all of Austin and the Hill Country. It was something else to see.
Well, it's happening worldwide, brother. I was down in Australia and New Zealand speaking, and they were spraying the skies down there about 6 years ago. And then I was down in Mexico with my children doing some scuba diving, and doggone, they were spraying the skies down there. So they've got something going on here, and I'm not sure what it all is. There's probably some population control with weather modification in there. What do you think?
Well, I know that there have been some lab studies that they're finding barium salts and aluminum, and some scientists have even said viruses or mycoplasma. That's a virus without a cell wall. But you know, little thing. I mean, myself, I got doused by one of these things one day, and my eyes are itching. As a matter of fact, I had slight symptoms today. And, you know, your nose itches, your throat itches. You kind of get a little, I came home and kind of gulped down about 2 tablespoons of colloidal silver. But
good thing. Very good.
Yeah, it was just, it's, you know, you feel this stuff if you're outside walking around and you feel it, you know, and everyone's just completely dumb to it. They have no clue what's going on. They're walking around like the walking dead. They're filling up the can aisles, running for water with a false, you know, the false pandemonium that's going on here in Austin. You know, the water's disappearing off the shelf. You know, if everyone stored up a little bit of food and water, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Well, good point, brother. I appreciate you calling in today. Very good.
Yeah, you got it. God bless you guys, and keep up the fight.
Thank you so much. All right. Okay. If you'd like to call in here, 800-313-9443. We only have a few minutes left. Paul, Troy in New York, is that right?
Yes, Jack.
Okay, Troy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. You were talking about martial law.
Yes.
It refers to war as in martial arts, martial. And so it seems to me that anyone who declares martial law is declaring war upon the citizenry. And if we just look at the proper function of law enforcement is to protect our God-given rights. And as I've mentioned before, if we just have the idea that the sheriff of the county's job is to protect the divine sovereignty or independence of the county and the divine rights of its citizens to own and bear arms, then any sheriff who would declare martial law would be declaring war upon the citizenry, as this is the exact antithesis of his job. It would be like a Roman Catholic priest blaspheming and casting the wafer here and there. If it's understood that the sheriff, law enforcement, is merely a means to an end, a worldly means to a sacred end, which is our independence and our freedom and our rights, then any sheriff who would dare try to disarm us would be a fool in the first place, since we're armed to the teeth and would blast him right out of his saddle, but would be, you know, would be a wolf in sheep's clothing, or rather in shepherd's clothing. So if we just have the right attitude about law enforcement and about sheriffs and what they're for, we will come to see martial law as no less than a declaration of war upon us. And anyone who wants specifics need only go to thehouseoftroy.com, thehouseoftroy.com, where I paint a pretty clear picture of the county sheriff as the only means, the best means I can think of to protect us from this federal tyranny. I mean, if his job is to defend the county to the death, by the way, on oath, to the death from any federal redcoats coming to do damage to us, then he'd better do it, or he's a traitor, and therefore perhaps will not even last till the next sheriff election. But I thank you for letting me say it.
Well, thank you, Troy. I appreciate that. That's houseoftroy.com.
Oh, don't forget.
All right. Thanks, Troy.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah, Troy brings up some good points, folks. And we want to say also that our 2 police and military associations here have produced, or helped produce, let's say, and distribute our sheriff's video, which tells the sheriff about his duties or her duties. And because there are some female sheriffs out there now, their responsibilities and jurisdiction. So we would like to see every sheriff in America receive this video so they know how to handle federal agents when they come into their county. This video, there are several sheriffs on there telling them these things. And so when we get back, I want to give you an address where you can write for the sheriff's video. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. We've got two other callers on the line, so let me just say two things real quick. Troy in New York, houseoftroy.com doesn't work on my computer. We come up with House of Troy lamps and furniture and so forth, so something's wrong there. And I want to say to you that if you'd like to get our sheriff's video from our two police and military associations here, folks, I don't have time to give out our website or give out our address right now. But please go to our website. Very easy to find. Just put jackmclam.com, jackmclam.com, triple W, of course, www.jackmclam.com. And you'll get to our website where you can look up the sheriff's video there and also our phone number to give us a call. Okay, and our address should be there, too, by the way. All right, now let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, welcome to the program. We only have a very short time, brother.
Sure. Do you want to send you quickly? Your signal was fading in and out. Do you think that that this is the coup de grace to our freedom? Do you think martial law is going to ultimately be declared as a result of these storms?
Well, I can say this without a doubt. If our fuel goes to $5 a gallon, it will just about collapse America all across this country. And so this is what the goal of the internationalists have been working for a long time. And interesting, isn't it, how these storms are causing it to happen?
Well,
so I don't know. I know God's in control.
Sure.
And we don't know what God's going to allow. But certainly we've thrown God out of this nation. And if he wanted to, he could certainly do the big dump on us at this time and put us under bondage with $5 a gallon gasoline.
Well, if that's the case, how come the Europeans can somehow manage to pay $6 or $7 or even $8 a gallon, but somehow we're incapable of doing that? You know, I'm just trying to figure that out.
Yeah, let me answer this for you. The answer I received from those in Europe and also our buddy who was on the show with us here just days ago or weeks ago, he says that they have automobiles over there that get 100 to 200 miles to the gallon.
You serious?
They don't they will not allow these vehicles in the United States. Now, that's what I've been told by several sources. I don't have a connection myself to prove it, but that's what he says. He says the reason that they are doing getting along with $5, $6, $7 a gallon is because they have more efficient vehicles over there that they will not allow to be used in the United States. Mike, is it true? I don't know, but somehow they're surviving. But once again, Mike, there's many people in those other nations at $5 and $7 a gallon that are on bicycles that cannot afford vehicles.
That's true too.
Yeah. Now, well, thank you, Mike, for calling in. We've got to go to John in
thank
Arizona
you.
Very quickly. John in Arizona, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
I just had a quick question for you. On Chris's show earlier today, he had a gentleman on there that had mentioned that there are possibly some foreign troop carriers or something out in the ocean there, I guess, just south of Texas somewhere. Do you know anything about that at all?
I haven't heard about that at all, so it's interesting. We have contact with a lot of police and military, and I haven't heard that, but it could possibly be so.
Okay.
I do know that the American people, if they do have these bombings they want to carry out in America, these international crime lords that control our governments, and if they do get gasoline up to $5, $6, $7 a gallon here, the people in the chaos that would be created would accept foreign troops in here to save us and make us safe. I can guarantee you that. Sadly, but true, John.
Okay. Well, that's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And to all of you out there, hope you have a great weekend. We're getting just a little bit of rain up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We need it so badly. But I hope that you will be praying with us tonight, folks, that the Lord will turn that storm or weaken it and the devastation that may very well be coming doesn't occur. Lord bless all of you out there, and don't forget this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.